Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Make up to wrong. Lay the
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand before the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry, featuring the OTTY, Voices of the True Israelite. I'll be your host for part number 57, by name, Seer Israel of C-Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH. Yes, WCC, I do see your memo. Can you break down what is a virtuous woman? Why don't you break it down? Well, one thing about it, WCC, we do all we can on this broadcast to do what we got to do, and that's why we know one day up the road that Yahuwah gonna intervene. What is a virtuous woman, huh? We'll check on that. I don't know. All right, we're gonna stroll down the international side and see what's going on. And remember, you can call the international line 224-600-5579. And a lot of questions can be answered by the Six Anointed Camp. They can be answered that we did call, but we got no answer. Keep calling. Because we only do as much as we can, so. And, but I don't know if Yahuwah want us to touch on what is, how you identify a virtuous woman. We will. But right now, we're going to see if we get something going on tape number 57. So, we'll throw down the international side, WCC, and we'll see how many international countries have logged into this broadcast. And we see all the slots and filth on the international side. And what's flashing out of New York on the international side? 110782. Seer, how many of you think of the 110782 is pro Bosses of the True Israelite? I see y'all feel pretty spry today, huh? Well, if I had to guess on a 110782, how many pro Six Anointed Camps? I don't know. Let me think about that. I'll give you an answer a little bit later. I don't know. But I tell you one that do know, and we'll leave it like that. So we're gonna bring our elder in and we'll get something going on WCC. And if Yahuwah wants to touch on how you identify a virtuous woman, or would you send us your marriage agreement paperwork? Why you want us to do that? You take a line of what you got on the table. Well, Well, I'll tell you like this. Brother Yahdai Israel, if you don't hear my voice, surely just continue on, because I can tell right now. You know, sometimes, you know, it's like it reminds me of when you go before a job and the employer on the other side, and he got your records in his hands, and he asks you a question, knowing he know the answer already, but he's going to see what you say. Like, for example, how long, what's the last job you had? Well, I was a cook, and I wanted, oh, yeah, you cook? Yeah. How long you been a cook? I've been a cook for the last 20 years. Oh, okay. Look at everything, right? He's looking at his record. He said, yeah, but you was cooking in the penitentiary for the last 20 years. He said, that way you were cooking at, that's the party. So when you ask a question, especially when those of the world degree ask a question, we know it's something loaded behind it. You just ain't asking me what is a virtuous woman. You got something behind it that you want to hear a second opinion on it. And if I get an opportunity to take care of that, it's all about Yahweh. But right now, we're not going to worry about it. We're going to find Mr. Kipps and bring him in. And like I said again, we will answer your call on the international line. Just call it. Someone will get back with you. Just call the number, and they'll break it down, unless you got something you see it that you want to bring out on this national radio broadcast. So we're going to find out our elder and bring him in. And we'll ponder on what you're saying on your memo. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be to the elder, T. Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel and Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elder. Well, like I said again, we come on this broadcast. It's never know what to expect, but one thing I do know, we prepare to do our part on whatever it is. 195 international countries, 110782 is flashing. So you take it from there, Elder and I, take a look at these memos that I'm looking at and see can I get something going on during the clock come up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for tuning our broadcast, too. It looks like we have another generous number of 110,782 listeners. And as I always say, that's a good thing, because it shows that many people came to listen to the words of Yahweh. Also, this lets me know, as many complaints as the seer gets, it looks like everybody else that tries to stay on an upright foot gets almost just as many. You know, most of this week we've been talking about a particular situation that we became aware of. And we tried to make a parable. And as I said before, many of us that read the Bible, we know what parables are, those that read the Bible. I mentioned about the Peter M. Roberts versus Sears and Roebuck case for some of those who didn't hear it before. It was a case about a young 17-year-old black man who worked for Sears and Roebuck. Pretty ingenious individual. He had made a reversible ratchet, which Sears went nuts over. So they paid him for his idea while he was working. Now, while he was working for them, he developed this idea. And remember, the key word here is that he made this. It's come to my attention that here we have a discretion or discrepancy over a word that already had been created, was asked to find information on it while still working in a ministry group. And the key word here is find. They were asked to find something that was already created, get some information on it, and brought it up to serious attention between many others, even including sending emails. Now, obviously, you can't get a patent on an existing word because you did not create that word. Like you can't get a patent on the Bible, a word which was already created. Are you going to patent the word of Yahweh? You know, that would be something to see. Now, on the other hand, Sears made millions of dollars on a newly created product, tens of millions. Now, the word here, as I said, found, it was used for proper expression in Bible teaching. If you're following, I guess you can't make that which has already been created. But you can always read that what is written. This is why we're asked to go research and bring it back to the temple so that we may use the proper words when speaking of Yahweh. Now, on our jobs or work location, you have rules that are in place for work order. Like the young gentleman that made a tool while working at Sears. He did it on company time. And most of us are familiar. If you make something or you come up with an idea while you're on company time, it belongs to company because you work for them. Now, in a ministry group, we're not governed by laws or rules, but what we do have is a giving word for all to have one mind, on one accord. So this one accord is in Yahweh's word. Remember what I had said before in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 15. That which is made crooked cannot be made straight, and that what is warning cannot be numbered. So some of these things that we go through, it definitely makes you scratch your head. I use the word Yahweh first, so you can't use it. That's pretty ridiculous. We all want to worship and relish Yahweh's word and something we want to expound on. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our broadcast to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and terrible Christianity thoughts. We welcome you into our ministry and bring each and every day new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. And we do this because you all have not. This is information that you came to seek. And now you found that what you sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. The temple class or class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And Saturday, the bottom part of Sabbath, the temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until our members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, you'll see a big lion. Under the lion, you'll see choices. Choose tithes and offerings and click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you possibly may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, lives? Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends, and myself too, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, there's a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. On a search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Tribe Yadah. click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribe@gmail.com. This to write your written opinions, questions on a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yaquan in mind. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Choose the program you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We will be listed on Pal Talk under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online topics discussed on the Bible would be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We are taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered. For you to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will either block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you are trying to win that bump the gums contest, as I said many times before, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing a righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. And when we invest time in the temple, that time goes toward the members and the ministry to keep Yahuwah's word moving forward. Each and every one of us to contribute our time, whether it's work or whether it's reading materials, this information is all added to make a success for Yahuwah's word. If we decide to do other, well, that's on you. But anyway, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel and remember these words. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That was excellent. That was excellent, but like I said again, I could have stayed a few more minutes, and it's very interesting looking at these memos. You know, and we know there's always something behind it, but I don't know. Very interesting. Very interesting what I'm looking at. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see, WCC. We will see. Very interesting. We're going behind Brother Yahuwah Israel. We'll bring him in. Might ask him a question too. I don't know. But one thing about it, when you meet your brother with a loud voice, Brother Yahuwah Israel, Yahuwah be with you, Seer Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Roy. Seer Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. And I'm looking at some memos here, and no class tomorrow on the network. And, you know, it's always something. That's why you have to make sure you're clear, that you don't mess around and have yourself all tied out. See, if you don't have yourself all tied out, you better recognize things from the get-go. So, very interesting looking at. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Let's see, can we get something going on in Luke chapter 12. And remember one thing, see, Roy, day of the Feast of Tabernacle is on. only days away this time Thursday night. It will be the final feast of the Almighty Yahweh. Those that came out of that atonement understand that Yahweh got rules and regulations and not information. So, yes, WCC, I will entertain it a little bit, but I'm going to stick on the issue. Well, I know you can cut me off. That's up to you. Brother Yahda, take over. Chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahda Israel, let's see what we can get going on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. "In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say." And I believe that. But like we were saying earlier, that day of atonement, we have to throw it on the table. Because Yahweh said, it's up to you to throw it on the table. You know, that a day of atonement, folks been teachers running all the way around from the top to the bottom. And that's just the way it folks went. So one thing about it, when Yahweh throw it out there, but you first of all, but see, here's the point. You have to make sure that the teachers that throw it out there understand exactly what they're throwing out there. So that's what we come in at on a lot of things, is, you know, because this thing is a mystery. Because you have worldly knowledge of the world that is contrary to the Bible. You have to have Bible understanding, but you're not going to get Bible understanding according to Wisdom of Solomon 1 through 10. Let's open up in Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, 1 through 10. Let's see the same. And WCC, we might entertain a little bit of that, but in the same token, we don't know what he's going to have. It all depends on what we hear from the Spirit givers. Right now, we're going to look at Wisdom chapter 1, 1 down to verse 10. What does it say there? Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, 1, 1 to verse 10. Brother, Yahweh Israel. What does it say there? Come on.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, verse number 1 through 10 reads. Book of Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, verse 1. "Love the Torah instruction, righteousness. You to be judges of the earth. Think of Yahweh with a good mind and the simplicity of mind seeker. Verse number 2. He will be found of them that tempt them not. Show themselves unto such as do not distrust him. Verse 3. For forward thoughts separate from Yahweh and his power. When it is tried, reprove the unwise. Verse number 4. For to a malicious person, wisdom shall not enter, but dwell in the body that is subject unto sin. Verse 5. For the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding. Will not abide when Torah breaking, unrighteousness cometh in." Verse number 6. "For wisdom is a loving spirit, will not acquit a blasphemer of his words. For Yahweh is witness of his reign, and a true beholder of his mind, and a hearer of his tongue. Verse number 7. For the spirit of Yahweh filleth the world, and that which containeth all things have knowledge of the voice. Verse number 8. Therefore he that speaketh unrighteous things cannot be hid. They shall vengeance when it punishes pass by them. Verse number 9. For inquisition shall be made into the council of the Yahweh. The sign of his word shall come unto Yahweh for the manifestation of his wicked deed. Verse 10. For the fear of jealousy hear all things, and the noise of the murmuring is not he."
Read verse 10 again.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse number 10 reads, "For the ear of jealousy heareth all things, and the noise of murmuring is not heed."
Can you break that down? Can you for this national audience, that verse 10, can you expound on verse 10 for this national audience there, Brother Yahya Israel. Take your time and expound on verse 10 there. Come on.
See what I can work with you. Let me read that again. Book of Wisdom of Solomon. Where you at? Oh, why didn't I throw that book? All right. The Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse number
14. Yeah, expound on that verse 10 there, Brother Yahya Israel.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. Verse number 10 reads, "For the ears of jealousy hears all things. The noise of the murmur is not he." I want to try to precept that with one scripture in the book of Proverbs, if I can run it down right quick, see
ya. Okay.
See if I can pull it out. It's a statement in the book of Proverbs that if I can run it down, if I can't run it down, then guess I better leave it alone, right?
Well, see, one thing about it, we don't rehearse nothing. See, that's what, let me see now, pull a rabbit out the hat there, Brother Yahya Israel. Why you looking for it? See, we don't rehearse nothing. And the statement over here that will help that, what will help that, what you get ready to expound on, we're just going to talk it through until you, but it's a scripture.
I'm looking at what I need.
You got what you need?
Give a precept answer on that. Wisdom of Solomon 1:10. Now I'm reading from Proverbs 15, verse number 3 and verse number 4. It reads, "The eye of Yahweh are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." Verse 4, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit."
Mm-hmm. So, that's some precept that both y'all got here, bro. You want to expound on it?
I will leave it right there. I'll leave it right there.
Okay. Well, let me, like I said again, add on to that, because see, we don't know what we're going to bring to the table. So can you look at 1 Kings 22, verse 14? 1 Kings 22, verse number 14.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 22. Verse number 14 read, "So Hilkiah the priest and Hakim and Akbar and Safan and Asahar went unto Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shalom, the son of Tikva,
My fault.
First Kings 22, verse 14 reads, "And Micaiah said, as Yahweh liveth, what Yahweh said unto me, that will I speak."
You see that? And that's what we're saying. When we come on the network, we come just like everybody else with just a blank sheet of paper. And we be knowing that the spirit of Yahweh is with the six anointed camps. And just like when we receive memos, you know, in advance, but we do know what Yahweh got written in the 16th chapter, 1 down to verse 4 in Proverbs, we clear what Yahweh and 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. Give me that first. 2 Corinthians 2:11. Let me hear that first, that Brother Yahya as well. 2:11.
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse number 11 reads, book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 11. Satan should get an advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices.
Right. And we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. Back up to 1 Kings chapter 18 and look at verse 10 and 18. So we know we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, and we're going to precept that after we get up from 1 Kings 18, 10 and 18, the 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 10 and 18, and then we're going to be over there in 64th chapter, verse 1 and some, and then we just about ready to deal with whatever after these verses are put on the table. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 10 and 18, then go to Psalm 64 and pick up at verse number 1 and read down until we get our point. And behind that, we'll know exactly what Yahweh wants to be put on the table. Come on.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 10, verse number 18 reads. Book of 1 Kings 18, verse 10. As Yahweh thy Yahweh liveth, there is no nation or kingdom, for the mighty Yahweh have not sent to seek thee. And when they said, he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found be not. Verse number 18. And he answered, have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's family, that ye have forsaken the Torah instructions of Yahweh, you have fallen.
We haven't troubled Israel. See, we come on this network to enlighten Israel. We don't come to trouble Israel. It might seem like it's trouble to some, but we're not coming to trouble Israel. We coming to enlighten Israel. No, so we'll put that down. He said, I put that down. That's, you know, they ain't got to worry about that. Because we ain't coming to trouble Israel. We coming to enlighten Israel. Because we know that in the 7th chapter, verse 10 of Revelation, says what? And we're going to precept that to Revelation 17, verse 5. See, we're not coming to trouble Israel. The last thing that we, the Sixth Anointed Camps, come to do, not to trouble Israel, but we coming to enlighten Israel to make sure they're clear about this man do's and his don'ts. So what it says in 10:17, a revelation, end time prophecy, then swing over to 18 verse 5, and we'll see what is our job that we got to do. Let's see what you're saying that, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Revelation, the 7 verse 10.
Yes, sir, that sounds great. 7 verse 10. Or 10
Revelation
verse 7. Well, okay, 7 verse 10, which one is 10 verse 7? We have to be clear that we prepared to do Yahweh's business. So what do it say? And in 10 verse 7, and in 10 verse 7, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Yes, sir, I believe so.
All right. Yeah, well, like I said again, you know, like I said, you heard Micaiah said, as I speak, as I hear, that what I speak. So what it says in 10 verse 7, we getting warmed up, and most likely we're going to entertain whatever he give us. But what it says in 10 verse 7, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Revelation 10 verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh minister spirit, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of Yahweh shall be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the seers.
So he says, the mystery of the seventh trumpet, he said something about the seventh. What did he say about the seventh? What there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Revelation 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh minister spirit, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of Yahuwah should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the seals.
Mm-hmm. So in Revelation 17, verse 5, can you help me out? Because I think you on something, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm hearing something. And what else you saying in Revelation chapter 17, verse 5? So it's a mystery out here. And this mystery that we need to know about, this mystery. But he says he has already declared it by his servants, the seal, which is a mystery. So we ain't come in trouble, Israel. It's a mystery out here that got to be told. And what that mystery might be, according to Revelation 17, verse 5.
Book of Revelation 17, verse number 5 reads, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, an abomination of the earth.
Oh, so it's a mystery Babylon. And this mystery Babylon is what, according to 17, verse 5?
Book of Revelation 17, 5. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, an abomination of the earth.
That means she got daughters. That means the mystery Babylon is the mother of everything, meaning she got daughters. That means she got institutions that's put in places where that she got daughters. Because if you're a mother, that means you got children. So that big talk right there, so it's a mystery that have to be revealed, Brother Yahdai Israel. And in the book of Colossians, there, Brother Yahdai Israel, turn to the book of Colossians, and let's get a little bit more on that, because Yahweh will, he knows who he is, and he'll show what he wants to know. In Colossians chapter 1, let's see what it says here, and we'll pick it up at verse number 25 to 27. Let's see, and read that word exactly the way you see it in Colossians chapter 1, 25 to 27, and leave that word just like you see it there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
The book of Colossians.
Yes, sir. Colossians chapter 1, pick it up at verse 25 to 27. And leave the word exactly the way you see it, because remember, we're dealing with something that's a mystery. But all the way this mystery will be revealed, it will be revealed by his servant, the seer. And that's what he says. So now we go on to Colossians chapter 1. And find out a little bit more in verse 25 down to verse 27. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 25 through 27 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Colossians 1, verse 25. Wherefore I made a minister according to the dispensation of Yahuwah, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of Yahuwah. Verse 26. Even the mystery, which have been hid from ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints. Verse 27, to whom Yahuwah would make known what is the riches of his greatness, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Yahuwah in you, the hope of glory.
And how will this mystery be revealed? In verse 28. Now let's see, how would this mystery be revealed in verse 28? Let's see about this mystery And how can we just mystery be unfold in Colossians 1:28? Let's talk about the mystery, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Verse 28. Whom we teach, one and every man and woman, teaching every man in all wisdom, we may present every man and woman perfect in Yahuwah the Son.
Mm-hmm. So the mystery is in the teaching. So that means in 9:27 of the book of 1 Samuel, so the mystery, Yahuwah have a mystery, but his mystery will be in the teaching. So, in 1 Samuel 9:27, can you give me an idea of how the teaching got to be put out? Let's see what kind of teaching got to be on the table in 9:27 of Samuel.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 9, verse 27 reads, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse number 27. Now they were going down to the end of the city. Samuel the seer said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before. And he passed on. Stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh.
So the teaching is in the word of Yahweh. And 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 57, is that just plain? We'll read 6:6 to get warmed up. Read 6:6 to get warmed up. And then we're going to 2 Ezra chapter 7. We're going to 2 Ezra. I need 6:6 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, because he said something in, what, 2 Ezra 6:6? He made a profound statement. Because we're going somewhere. And look at WCC said. See here, how long are we got? Wait, what's he? How long are you out of wait? I don't know. How long are you out of wait? Because like I say, this ministry is aimed to what he have gave us to say right now. But Yahweh said in 2 Ezra 6, verse 6, what did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 2 Ezra 6, verse 6 reads, then I consider these things that they all were made through me alone, to none other. By me also they shall be ended, and by none other.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh said he started this thing, and he gonna end his thing. So whatever you see on that one eye saying on who gonna do what, but Yahweh is letting Ezra the seer know, he's Ezra. You pass on what I'm telling you. I'm the one started this thing. Now I'm gonna end it. Now we're gonna go to 7:57. And see what he's saying in the book called, same book, 2 Ezra 7:57. What he said in 7:57, that Brother Yahdai is left.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse number 57 reads, then as they eat me and said, this is the condition of the battle. Man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
He said, this is the condition of the battle. That's big talk there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now give me a little bit more behind that. This is the condition of the battle.
Verse number 58.
No, 57. Now I need a little bit more about what is the condition of the battle in 57. I need to hear it again, Brother Yahdai Israel. So he's saying, this is how it's going to be. This is the condition of the battle. That means it's a battle that has to be won. And if you don't win this battle, that means you're out. That means you lose. This is going to be the condition. You know, they got a lot of things conditioned. If after you play 12 minutes in the basketball game, that quarter is over. It is after the condition of And when you play 48 minutes, the game is over. So he's letting you know this is the condition of the battle. So you need to know the mystery, because this is going to be the condition of the battle. What is it saying, condition of the battle? Read that verse again, 57, that brother Yahdai Israel. I got a strange feeling I'm getting a handle on what is to be presented in tape number 57, the condition of the battle. See, if we don't deal with this thing according to the condition of the battle, then we're going to be a St. John 10:1. And then if that's the case, what do we say in St. John 10:1?
The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, ye sheep that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but clambers up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
So, if you don't know the rules and regulation, which is a mystery, and you try to deal with Yahweh's word contrary to what you can read, you're going to be counted as a thief coming up some other way, and you're going to lose because you're going to be a thief, and you're going to lose. See, a thief is going to lose sooner or later. You're going to lose. So that's what he's saying. So the condition of the battle is find out what is the rules and regulation of thus says Yahweh. And that's the same thing about a job. They have to give you a walkthrough and give you the rules of what they want to show you for the job. And if you do what I show you on a job, you get a paycheck. But if you don't do what the job is required, you're going to get fired. So that 2 Ezra 7:57 is saying that this is a mystery, because we feel that we can come at this thing the way we want to come at it, and it's going to be a mystery, and that's why we got to come, sticking on the cap, and show you. What you're doing is not the condition of the battle. You got to do the condition of the battle just like you do to keep that paycheck coming in. It's rules and regulation. You find out about them, and then you apply them, then you do it, right? Because you want that paycheck. But it is a paycheck called eternal life that you need to understand where you stand by 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 8. What it says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8. So what we got to do, Brother Yahdai Israel, according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8.
Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse number 8 reads. Book of 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 8. We are confident as faith, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with Yahweh.
So you got to be absent from this body, although you're in this body. But to be present with Yahweh, you have to be led according to 8, 14, and 16. To be absent from this body, present with your mighty one, you have to make sure you got some Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 15. What it says in Romans chapter 8, and we live on Pale Talk or Blog Talk. We live on both. We live on Pale Talk and Blog Talk as we speak. So the condition of the battle is Paul is talking in Romans 8, verse 14 and 16. And what did he say?
Book of Romans chapter 8. Verse 14 and verse 16.
Yes, sir. What is it saying? 8, verse 14 and 16.
The book of Romans 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Verse 16. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the family of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So you got to be led by the Spirit of Yahweh to be sons and daughters of Yahweh. That is the condition of this battle. To get to where you want to get to, if you want to be where 2 Ezra chapter 7, 1 through 13, let's see what it says in 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 1 through 13. So now, the condition of the battle, you got to be led by the Spirit of Yahweh to get to where you want to get to. So you got to know the condition of the battle. Are you led by the Spirit of Yahweh? So if you're led by the Spirit of Yahweh, we're going to see what he told the seer. Remember, we read, the mystery lies in the hand of the seer. That's what we read over there. The seer knows the mystery. But his thing is, and we read earlier, he said, well, I didn't trouble Israel. No. See, we don't come to trouble Israel. We come to enlighten Israel. So we got to, and we is told in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5 and 8. What are we told in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5 and 8?
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse number 5, verse number 8 reads, the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse number 5. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourself, whether you be in the covenant. Prove your own self. Know you not your own self, and that Yahweh the Son is in you, except you be reprobate. Verse number 8. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
Now, another lesson, you let you know, if he said whatever he say, he'd be very serious. That's what he asked Peter. Peter, do you love me? He says to him three times. Why? When you understand the writing of the Bible, when something is said three times, it's very serious. We just got to read in the last verse of 5, it says, except you be reprobate. Let me show you how serious this is right here in verse 6 and 7. So if you hear the same word called in the Bible, just like when you hear the word called Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, 6, 6, 6. Why did he just say 1, 6? 2, 6. No, he said 3 times. Because he will seriously want you to understand exactly what do that 666 mean. Another lesson we're going to take care of. All that already. So if you miss a class, you miss a lot. But we go on and look at something he said right here. That except you be reprobate. Now, if we hear that word two more times, and that's very serious, and that can become a mystery to you, but it's not a mystery to those that's on the right track. What is here in verse number 6 and 7? Of Yahweh Israel. Same 13 chapter 2 Corinthians, verse 6 and 7.
Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse number 6, verse 7 reads, Book of 2 Corinthians 13, verse 6. But I trust that you shall know that we are not reprobates. Verse 7. Now I pray to Yahweh that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should not do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates.
Good job. So we found out now, he said that word 3 times, and he dropped. A profound statement is that you do no evil. So if you do evil, that puts you in the line of being a reprobate. So he said, I trust, he's talking to Northern Kingdom. He said, I trust that you're not a reprobate Northern Kingdom. And they said, well, what are you trying to tell us about that word? He said, the Bible definition is, verse 7, now I pray to Yahweh that you do no evil. Because if you do evil, according to Paul, three times, and you know what Paul says? Paul, look what Paul says over here. Look what he says. See, here's a mystery. See, people think this Bible is a novel. No, it's not. Let me show you why Paul said that. It's the reason why he said that, what he just said. He made a profound statement. And he says in the 24th chapter, verse 14, look what Paul says in the 24th chapter of Acts, verse 14. Look what Paul's saying, 24, verse 14.
The book of Acts, chapter 24, verse number 14 reads, book of Acts, chapter 24, verse number 14. But this I confess unto you, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I Yahweh or my Father, believing all things which are written in the Torah structure, verse 5 books, and in the sea.
He said, look here. So you know Paul pulled that. He said, but I believe everything that's written in Torah. Paul said, I believe everything written. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Steve, right here. If I were you, I follow what Paul said. I believe everything that's written in Torah. That's what Paul said. Now, he's talking on the right side of the book. And matter of fact, Paul was the teacher of Titus and Timothy. So he found Timothy. He found Titus. He looked Titus eyeball to eyeball in chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. Let's see what he says to Timothy, to Titus, I mean, chapter 3, verse 10 and 11.
The book of Titus, chapter 3, verse number 10, verse number 11 reads, book of Titus, chapter 3. Verse number 10. A man or woman that is a heretic, after the first and second admonition, reject. Verse 11. Knowing that they that is such is subverted and sinned, being condemned of themselves.
So, and what he got written, if you tell somebody once, you tell them twice, the Bible tell you exactly what you do. But then he tell you something else. When Titus got that information, he tell you in Romans chapter 16, verse 17. What he says in 16, verse 17, that if you are heretic, he says you are heretic after you've been told that you are heretic. He says you tell them once, tell them twice. He said, what did he? He said, if you're going to do the Bible, follow what the Bible said, reject. And he, Titus held that to himself but Paul went to the scattered Israelites that was in Rome and said to pick up on where he left off on. In 16 verse 17. What did he say in 16 verse 17? Of Romans.
The book of Romans 16, verse number 17, read. Romans 16, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brothers and sisters, mark them which call division and offenses, contrary to the teaching, doctrine, which you have learned, and avoid them.
Mm-hmm. So, in Titus chapter 1, verse 11, 15 and 16, what do it say in Titus 1, 11, 15 and 16?
the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 11, verse 15 and 16 reads, book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 11. Titus chapter 1, verse number 11. Whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole factories, houses, teaching things which they are not, for filthy lucre's sake. Verse 15. Unto the pure, all things are pure. For not to them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Verse 16. They profess that they know Yahweh, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and to every good work reprobate.
Profess that they know Yahweh, but in works they deny Yahweh. But they confess that they know Yahweh, but they work, they deny Yahweh. He said that is a sign of a reprobated mind. When you confess that I know him, you might even say, thus says Yahweh. How could you say thus says Yahweh if you're not doing the works? But in works, they deny him. That's big talk with that C-Ray. Now what is lesson going to? Oh, I guess we're heading the right way, WTC. I mean, we're working our way around to your question that you got on the table. We're heading that way. But Yahweh will let you know he won't lay a little foundation on deceit of coming to get to what you got on the table. So while we're getting warmed up to answer your question. And Paul sums all that up about the one saying, I know him, but they don't do the work that he tell you to do that you can read. So remember, the works of Yahweh is what you can read. It can be a mystery to, and that's what Elijah was telling Ahab. He said, I didn't come to trouble Israel. No, I didn't come to trouble Israel. I come to enlighten Israel. And that same thing we come on this broadcast. We don't come to trouble nobody. You heard what Micaiah said. He said, whatever Yahweh give me, that's what I'm going to speak. It's the same thing. I heard what you said, and now I'm giving you what he given me to give you. So who got to hear to hear? 1:28-32. So now we still working with something reprobate. We want to know what the all end of it when you confess that you know Yahweh by knowing his name, but in the same token won't do what he got written in his book. So he said, now that puts you with a reprobated mind. Because when you know and pull a rabbit out of the head in 9:41 of St. John, he said, yes, dear, but drop 9:41 and come right back of St. John. Now, whatever 9:41 is saying, Brother Yahya Israel, let's hear 9:41 of St. John. And I'm still over in Romans chapter 1:28-32 waiting on.
The book of St. John 9:41 reads,
mm-hmm.
Book of St. John, chapter 9:41. Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. Now you say we see, therefore your sin remains.
We said we see, but your sin remain. Because when you say you see, oh, I know. He said, I know about Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16 down to 19. Say, I know about this, but do you know what he got written in verse 19? Do you believe what this man is saying? He said, now, he got something written in Zechariah by the mouth of the seer. He said, put this in the Bible. in the 14th chapter, verse 16 down to verse 19. What did Yahweh tell Zechariah to fear in the 14th chapter, verse 16 down to verse 19? What did he say, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse number 16 through 19 reads. Book of Zechariah 14, verse number 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of the nations which came against Yahweh Judah, Israel, southern kingdom, shall even go up from year to year to worship the king, Yahweh of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacles. Verse 17, it shall be that whosoever will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Yahweh Judah to worship the king, Yahweh of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. Verse 18, if the family of Mizraim, who do the word Egypt, go not up, they come not, they have no rain. There shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh will smite the nation, they come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. Verse 19, this shall be the punishment of Mizraim, for who they were in Egypt, the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the feet of tabernacles.
So, we just read now, he said, if you do not come up tabernacles, and this is for everybody. What he say in verse 19? So the key words is, well, you know, I'm gonna keep the feast days. I'm gonna keep the Sabbath day by being Ecclesiastes 12 verse 3. What did he say in 12 verse 3? Now look what the man just said. Now he told the seer, he's a seer. Put this in my Bible. If you don't keep what I got written in this book, the way I got written in this book, and you're going to keep everything the way your mind tell you to do it, your time is going to run out. That's what he's saying. Your time is going to run out. You know that game called a musical chairs? You put 12 chairs and 13 people. And soon as the music stops, only 12 are going to get a seat. But one is not going to get the seat. And you know what happened? Then they moved another chair out the way. They keep moving chairs out the way until it's down to one chair with two people. You know what two people is, see, right? There go your mystery right there. Now, so now, whatever you're reading that, Brother Yahweh is, well, let's show you who the two people he's talking about. See, this Bible has got a lot of mystery to it, but he said he revealed it, and our job is to, the elders got an ear to hear, and when they got it, they pass it on to the elders and also the teachers, and they pass it on to the fathers. Then the fathers, they pass to the mothers, and the mothers pass to the children. Okay? And that's just the protocol. And do you know, when it get down to two, it's talking about something here. We're going to Ephesians and see what he's talking about. He's talking about something when it get down to two. So the last thing going to be standing is the two. And what is that? We're going to Ephesians chapter 2 and find out what he's talking about, the two. Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll pick it up at verse number 12. And we'll take it down to verse number, the whole ball game. Take it down to verse 17. Look what it says here. Now remember the 2. What is he talking about? Precept of your Bible. He'll give it to you. If you're on the right track, 2:12-17 of the book of Ephesians. Watch what he say.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse number 12 through 17 reads.
Give them a little bit extra. Go on, throw 18 in there. And this is the whole thing when the one chair is left and two people. Let's see what it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 down to verse 18.
The book of Ephesians chapter 2, number 12 through 18 reads. Ephesians 2, verse number 12. That at that time, you were without Yahweh's the Son, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, a stranger from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without Yahweh in the world. Verse 13, now in Yahweh the Son, you who were sometimes well far off, are made nigh by the blood of Yahweh the Son. Verse 14, for he is our peace, who have made both one, and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Verse 15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in order. But to making himself a twain, one new man, so making peace. Verse 16, that he might reconcile both unto Yahweh the Father in one body, by the tree, having slain the enmity thereby. Verse 17, he came and taught peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were not. Verse 18, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto Yahweh the Father.
Now, big talk of that. Now, you see, that's where the world falls off. Remember, we opened the lesson up. Somewhere down the line, we had that Revelation 10:7. The mystery will be about a seek by disturbing the seals. Revelation 17:5, the mystery of Great Babylon. Ephesians chapter 3. What it say in verse 4 and 5 there, Brother Yahweh, yes, man. And verse 4 and 5, and verse 9. 4, 5, and 9. Look what it says in Ephesians 4, 5, and 9.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 5, verse number 9 reads. Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse number 4, 5, and verse number 9. Verse 4, even as you are called in one hope are you called. Verse 5, one Yahweh, one covenant, one baptism. Verse number 9, now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth.
Mm-hmm. That means he went up, he went down, went up. So you got an idea what he's talking about. Now, so we find out that Paul was letting them know that this is a mystery. And this mystery, come back to Ephesians 3 now, Brother Yahweh Israel. And this mystery in 5 and 4 tells us something. 5 and 4, Ephesians chapter 3, this mystery. So this mystery in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5, and kick up to verse 4 says what?
The book of Ephesians 3, verse 5. Verse number 4 reads, Book of Ephesians 3, verse 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his righteous apostles and seers by the Spirit. Verse 4, for by when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Yahweh the Son.
That's the cover there. So it's a mystery, see, right? You think you just jump down his Bible? And because you are, you know how to quote the English language real good, and you can read this book. No. Don't work like that, theory. He's letting you know what he's saying. Look what he's saying in verse 3.
Verse number 3. Ephesians 3, verse 3. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote of four. In few words.
Mm-hmm. He made unto them to know the mystery. And I didn't tell you that there, right? Nope. He ain't said nothing about no them. He said the mystery was known to me. That was the word he used, see, right? So you got to make sure you're clear about these words. The mystery was known to me. The mystery. There's what you see, right? So Paul says he was the man of that hour. And he knew the mystery. And when he knew the mystery, he knew by he was given to him. He just couldn't sit on it. And Titus 1 verse 4 and 5, he had to make a move. Let's see what he did. 1 verse 4 and 5. So Paul is that he was raised from the womb in Galatians chapter 1, 15 and 16, and he understand the mystery. But what do we do behind it? What the next move that Paul did that we can read in 1, 4 and 5 of Titus?
The book of Titus chapter 1, verse number 4, verse 5 reads, Titus chapter 1, verse number 4, to Titus, mine own son, after the coming covenant, mercy from Yahuwah the Father, and from Yahuwah the Son, I was saved. Verse 5, for this cause left I you in Crete, that you should have set in order the things that are wanted, and ordained elders in every city, as I had appointed you.
Yeah. So when Paul received the mystery, when he found Timothy and Titus, he had to right away reveal the mystery to them. And then once they got it, they can ordain after they understand the mystery. So Paul was raised from the womb in Galatians chapter 1, 15 and 16. To reveal the mystery. Yeah, the mystery. And what he says in Matthew, I forgot about that 1:20-32. I forgot about that, Brother Yahweh Israel, but we come up another way. But what did Yahweh says in Matthew 5:17?
Because Matthew chapter 5, verse number 17 reads, look at Matthew chapter 5, verse number 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah structure or the seal. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
If I ain't come to change nothing, it's whatever I told the seals back in the day, I'm coming to fulfill it. Now watch this. We understand that it was they were talking about both. He was telling Ephesians it's both. In Galatians chapter 3, pick up verse 28 and 29. Listen real good. Now, he says this is a mystery to make both one. Both one, see right. What is he talking about? Is he talking about this right here? Galatians chapter 3, pick up verse 20. We'll keep reading until we get our point where it tells you about you neither male nor female. All that old good stuff. Let's see what it says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. And take it down to where it says you neither male nor female. Huh? Let's see what it says. Galatians 3, 28.
The book of Galatians chapter 3. Verse number 28 reads, Galatians 3, verse 28. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. You're all one in Yahuwah the Son.
Mm-hmm. See that? Now that's what the powers, they hang their head on right there. So when you make both one, you're no longer Jew nor Greek. You're both one in the Lord God Jesus Christ. That's what they, now, see right, see, that is right there. So now, the majority of the world, they stoned. They can't get out from under that one. You neither Jew, Greek. You're all one Y'all one. So you neither male now, or you're not even female. You one. See? Now you see now right there. That's what they hang their hat on. And that's why Elijah said, is I didn't come to trouble Israel, Ahab. I came to enlighten Israel. He said, you're the one troubling Israel. He said, you're the one troubling Israel. And when he said, you're the one doing the troubling. He said, you're the one troubling Israel. He said, I'm not troubling Israel. You're doing it. Okay? See, when we come on this network, we're not troubling. No, we is trying to show that this time going to run out. And so in 1 Kings there, Brother Yahweh Israel, in the 18th chapter, make it in the 18th chapter, I'm looking at a verse called 25, I think. And in 1 Kings, chapter 18, something he said. It's something he said there, Brother Yahweh. Yes, I'm looking for the back. What is the old guy at? What is this guy at I'm looking for? I'm looking for something in verse 25, Brother Yahweh Israel. If you want to step in there and get it going on, I'm looking for something to say. He said, I didn't come to trouble. No, I didn't come to trouble, Israel. He said, what did he say? He told him something. What did he tell him? He told him something. He told him something. You gonna take from there, Brother Yahweh Israel? He told him something. You wanna take a shot of that? Brother Yahweh Israel?
Yes, sir.
Take a shot at it.
Yeah, I take a shot. I think we read it once already.
That's right. That's right. He said in 18th chapter, verse 17 and 18. What did he say?
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 17, verse number 18, read. It came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, are you he that troubleth Israel? Verse number 18. He answered, I have not troubled Israel, you and your father's family, and that you have forsaken the Torah instructions of Yahweh. You have followed by a limb.
Mm-hmm. He said, no, I didn't come to trouble. He said, you have forsaken the Torah instructions. He said, you did it. I didn't come to do that. You did it. He said, you, A.S., you have forsaken the Torah instruction. He said, what's written in the first five books, you have forsaken it. What's written there, King of Northern Kingdom. He said, you did it. That's what he said. Now, and what does he say to him? Because Yahweh said something to him in 21, verse 17 and 25. Tell me, he said to him. He said, no, you the one that did this. He said, you have forsaken the Torah instruction. That's what he told him. You have did it. 21, verse 17 and 25. No, I ain't. He said, I'm sent to you because you have forsaken the Torah instruction. You have did it. 21, verse 17 and 25. Let's see what happened.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 21, verse 17 and verse 25 reads. Book of 1 Kings, chapter 21, verse number 17. And the word of Yahweh came to Elijah, the Tishbite sea, verse 25. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of Yahweh, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up.
Either you the one, Ahab, have forsaken the Torah instruction. Either you did it, because you let your wife stir you up. You see, Jonah, he said, no, I was sent to you by the mental spirit to say, he knew what he was going to say. He said, you come to trouble Israel? See, we don't come to trouble Israel. See, we got a job to do with the six anointed camp to get in place for whatever on table to come. That's why it's so important about the Sabbath day, feast days, all that good stuff. He said, no, I didn't trouble. And we don't come to trouble Israel. We come to tell you that if you're not doing the Torah instruction, and you letting your mind or your better half or your better friend, your better whatever, get you away from doing Yahweh's business, if you don't do the Torah instruction, then it makes you an Ahab. He says in the 21st chapter, the word of Yahweh came to Elijah the seer, the Tishbite, saying, you go over there and tell that piece of Ahab, the king of Israel. He looked at the one that was sent from Yahweh, and he says, Ahab says to Elijah seer, have that found me, O my enemy? You see what he just called the man of Yahweh, his enemy. How can you call the man of Yahweh your enemy? The mystery is in the hand of the seer. So how can you call the seer your enemy? You see what he just did? So if you call a seer your enemy, that is the spirit of Ahab, according to verse 20. And he says, where you went wrong at, you let your wife stir you up. So that wasn't your thought. That thought was put in your head. And that's why we keep saying the mystery lies in this Bible, and we must be clear about statements, and we don't line up this Bible, so the mystery of Ahab breaking the Torah instruction, it lies right here in Genesis 3:16. Is it you? Is it no? I'm not troubling. You is troubling because you have broke the Torah instruction by letting your wife stir you up. Now he said, so what in the Torah instruction is written that you're supposed to be aware of in Genesis 3:16? This is what he was called to Ahab. He said, no, you Ahab. 3:16 is for us east meets the west with you. What is written in Genesis 3:16?
Book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 16 reads, and to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and conception. The sorrow shall you bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you.
So you see what Ahab did? Ahab made his decision according to his wife's feelings. He said, you don't broke the Torah instruction, Ahab. And Ahab called the seer an enemy for telling him that you are done wrong. He said, it has been a worse man that he ever created than Ahab. Then what did he do? Go back and read 25 and show what he did. What make him the worst man that Yahweh ever made? Come back to that verse again and read verse 25. Let's see. Let's see in writing what made Ahab the worstest man Yahweh ever created on the face of the earth. Verse 25. Let's see what he said.
The book of 1 Kings 22, verse number 1 Kings 21, verse 25. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of Yahweh. Jezebel, his wife, stirred up.
Now, look what happened. When you let that happen, look what happened in verse 21 now.
Verse 21. Behold, I will bring evil upon you and will take away your posterity. Cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall, him that is shut up and left in Israel.
Now you see what happened now? So you see the mystery. You see part of the mystery. The mystery is you got to understand the creation of Yahweh. What's the next verse say? Yeah, Ticker, give me another one. You got 21 out the way. We go on to verse 22. We're going to comment on every verse. Remember the seer came and said, and when the king seen him, he said, hey, what you want? What you calling me for? My enemy? He said, I'm not an enemy. I'm coming in the name of Yahweh, I tell you. He said, well, you troubling Israel. He said, no, I ain't troubling Israel. He said, you're troubling Israel. He said, well, how did I trouble Israel? Because you don't keep the Torah instruction. You let your wife stir you up. Now, by you letting your wife stir you up, look what happened in verse 22.
1 Kings chapter 21, verse 22. Now make thy family like the family of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, like the family of Baasha, the son of Ahiah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin.
So you see, now I'm going to get you for that. And see, Roy. You know, remember we read the verse earlier in Titus chapter. See, we didn't know why we was reading Titus chapter this. And then, you know, after one time, then the second time, you got to reject. If it's not lined up with Bible, you got to reject that because what you're doing, you're setting yourself up to get outside of protocol of Yahweh, and you ain't going to win it. See, when we read early, we was going all around the bush. I mean, a lot of people didn't understand what we were doing. I didn't either. But Yahweh always got a message in his word. That's why when he told you in Titus chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, you didn't understand what that verse was mean. But do you get an idea what it mean now? Titus 3, 10 and 11. What it say?
The book of Titus, chapter 3, verse number 10 and verse number 11 reads. Book of Titus, chapter 3, verse number 10. A man and woman that is a heretic, after the first and second admonition, reject. Verse 11. Knowing that he or she that is such is subverted and sinned, being condemned of themselves.
So you see that thing, right? They're not. So when we dropped that verse down earlier, because when Ahaz got the, first of all, he married a Zebedonian. He was told soundly, don't do that. That was step one. But in Proverbs 18:22 tells you when you get something that's with you, the Bible got to correspond on what you're working with. Look what it says over here in Proverbs 18:22. We'll be moving on in on the WCC, 500 million members, but we have to go the way Yahweh wanted. We have to put Israel on the picture to show you what Israel went wrong. So Israel got to understand something. We just can't send you the marriage agreement without not explaining what it means according to the Bible. It tells you this right here in a relationship. Proverbs, wise man in the world, 18.
The book of Proverbs.
18, verse 22. What it says in 18, verse 22 there, Brother Yachdai Israel. I think I got my hand on it. I got a hold to it now. What did it say?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 22 reads, "Though findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtain favor of Yahweh."
See, when you find a wife, you find a good thing, Steve. When you find a wife, you find a good thing. The seal was sent over there to Ahaz, the king of northern kingdom, because he says your wife stirs you up. Well, you ignore what was said in 3:16. He said, hey, you're the worst man I ever made, Ahaz. It ain't been a man worse than you because you let your wife stir you up. Because I got 3:16 there for a reason. Either you're going to apply by 3:16 or you're not. Know what he's saying? Now, since Solomon talking in 18 chapter, look what he says in 31 verse 1. 31 verse 1 of Proverbs. 31 verse 1.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse number 1 reads. Book of Proverbs 31, verse 1. Word of the king, Lemuel. The prophecy that his mother taught him.
And his mother taught him. Good. He said, word of Lemuel, that's another name for Solomon. So you write that in your hat. That's another, remember, king, at this time, that was Solomon. That's just another name they don't put down for Solomon. But his mother taught him. You're right. You know why? Because that's the duty of a mother, is to teach the sons and the daughters. That is their duties. Huh? But they got to be taught first. So now Solomon was taught by his mama. And that's a good thing when he was a youth. Precept at the 12, verse 4. Now read verse 10 first to get warmed up. Read verse 10 first to get warmed up. Verse 10.
Proverbs.
Yes, sir. 31:10. What does it say? One verse.
Book of Proverbs, 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman for a price is far above rubies.
So now, that's the question you asked me, WCC, an hour and a half ago. But we couldn't answer it because you put it on the table. We have to wait till Yahweh show some things. And that's the question you asked me. Who can find a virtuous woman? And what does that mean? Well, we better tackle that and show you what the Bible says. We couldn't answer you then. Matter of fact, we have some Daniel 2:16, but we just didn't put it on the table. But what it said anyway on Daniel 2:16 anyway? What it say there, Brother Yahdaya? Well,
Book of Daniel. Chapter 2, verse number 16 reads, Daniel chapter 2, verse number 16. Then Daniel went in and desired the king that he would give him time, that he would show the king the interpretation.
I got that. That's all we ask. You give the six anointed caps time, we'll show it to you. But we got to show it to you not according to what we think, what we feel. We got to show you what the question you asked me on the memo, the all calls the stream, what that means by a virtuous woman. We're going to find out what a non-virtuous woman means. What, and then come back and give me some more, and then find out what happened to this non-virtuous woman. Now, so we see Jezebel stirred up Ahaz and caused his to be called the worst man in the world. Do you think that she gonna get away with what she did? Because what he written in 3:16, she has rules and regulations. So she forsook the rules and regulations, but really she was a Zebedonian. She was a daughter of Ham anyway, from the get-go. So you know what that means in other lesson. Let's come back to verse 23. Now we see the seer came to tell Ahab. Then all of a sudden, then he told Ahaz the trouble you're going to put Israel in. Okay. Now he put it direct. Now he put it tell Elijah to get. Let's talk about the woman that was a Zebedonian from the Canaanites. What she got through doing, and if you read the story, what she did in other lessons, you understand that. But what about her? What about her? So having that kind of spirit, then we'll have a next verse 23.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 21. Verse 23 reads, "And Jezebel also spake Yahuwah, saying, thou shalt eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel." Verse 24. "Him that dies by Ahab in the city, the dog shall eat. Him that dies in the field shall the fowl of the air eat." Verse 25. "There was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of Yahuwah, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up."
26.
Verse 26. "And he did very abominable in foreign idols, according to all things as he did the Amorites, whom Yahuwah cast out before the family of Israel." Verse 27. "It came to pass when Ahab heard these words, that he rent his clothes, put sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly." Verse 28. "And the word of Yahuwah came to Elijah, the Tishbite, saying." Verse 29, "See you how Ahab humbleth himself before me. Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his family."
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So you see, this Bible is the greatest piece of literature it is. Oh, yeah, while I was talking to the old seer, he said, after Ahaz heard, you know, he heard by him, by Ahaz calling the seer over here to me and all that old stuff. Then he told him, he said, "I'm going to tell you something, Ahaz, you're the worst man Yahuwah ever made," telling the king that. "But since you let your wife stare you up and you ignore 3:16, and he got to run it all down to him. But after Ahaz heard these words, then all of a sudden he started feeling ashamed that how he let flesh lead him another direction. See, it bothered him that he put sackcloth on him. Then all of a sudden the king of Israel, now how was his walk, brother Yahdai Israel, when the seer laid it to him exactly the lick of how it's going to be. What did the king do in the last three words or 27?
The book of 1 Kings 21, verse 27. "And fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly."
Hey, got something. I'm trying to tell you something. You see, all these camps, the whole world, sooner or later, I can tell you up front, the world going to walk softly behind the six anointed camp. Because they're going to find out, as the lesson unfolds, that 11:14 of Acts. See, sooner or later, they're going to dawn. That's the mystery. See, the mystery is when they come in trouble, we know we got to get Israel in order, because this thing is about order, Steve Ray. I don't care how much you're skinning grand, the order got to be the way Yahweh got it written, and he made it plain in the 11th chapter. He told the chief speaker of the nation of Israel in the 11th chapter. He looked him eyeball to eyeball, and he told those that it is. You can kick it all you want to kick it. But in 11:14, what he says in Acts 11:14.
Book of Acts 11, verse number 14 reads. Book of Acts chapter 11, verse 14. Who shall tell you words whereby you and all your family shall be saved?
And that's just the way it is, see, right? If you don't hear it from the six anointed camp, we is carrying Yahweh's words to get you the salvation you're looking for, to be saved. But we got to give you words. Huh? Look, it says, with a precept in 10:33, this Bible is a mystery. Everybody thinks they can read the Bible. Yeah, you can read the Bible, but do you know what you read? If you're not in order, you got in order. Let's see it say in 10:33 of the book of Acts. Listen to this, precept.
The book of Acts 10, verse number 33 reads. Book of Acts chapter 10, verse 33. Immediately therefore I said to thee, you have well done that thou art come, and therefore we all here present that are commanded thee of Yahweh.
Ain't that so? Ain't that nice? That's nice. That's lovely right there. You hear the man saying? See, the mystery is you got to recognize the signs of the time. The 500 million members of the WCC waited until the seer and the six anointed camps got out on the broadcast. Because they're fumbling around with what is a virtuous woman. But see, that ain't but a cakewalk to us. A virtuous woman, we taking care of. But we have to understand one thing, that we have to first make sure we clear about what verse 36 saying. See, we'll get that way, but we have to make sure we clear that this ministry is aimed at verse 36.
Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 36.
What it say?
The book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 36 reads, the word which Yahweh sent unto the family of Israel teaches, peace by Yahweh the Son. He is Yahweh of all.
See, the word was sent to by the seer to take it to the children of Israel. And that's why we have to get the brothers, the fathers, the elders in place. And then once the elders got it, elder teachers, they go find the fathers. Fathers go find the mothers. See, this is the way it got to be, see, right? So in 1 Timothy chapter 5, Brother Yahjah, yes, see, we try to tell you that we clear that we can deal with whatever it is on the tape. But we have to make sure when you read Luke chapter 12, verse 12, he'll give you what he wants you to say in that very same hour. So now, we're going to continue on the virtuous woman, and we're going to continue on the feast too. We're going to get all that together. But one thing you have to recognize, that one thing, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, 10 through 16. What does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, 10 through 16? We're going to take care of all that, but it's things that have to be known to be order. Order got to be first put down. And the only way you'll get it, you got to wait till we tell it. WCC. What it says now, we read now, Brother Yahdai Israel, 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 10 through 16. Listen to this right here.
Book of 1 Timothy 5, verse 10 through 16 reads, Book of 1 Timothy 5, verse number 10. Well reported for you for good works. If she have brought up children, if she have large strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. Verse number 11. But the younger widow refused. For when they have begun to wax wanted against Yahweh the Son, they were married. Verse 12. Having damnation because they have cast off their first love, their first faith. Verse 13. And with all love, they learned to be idle, wandering about from house to house. Not only idle, but tattlers, also busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. Verse 14. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the family, house. Give not occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Verse 15. But some already turned aside after Satan. Verse 16. Many men and women that believe are widows, let them relieve them. Let not the congregation be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed.
Mm-hmm. Back up one verse again. And what all happened when you turn away from the Torah of instruction? What all happened again, Brother Yahweh Israel? He said, see, even you know, a birthless woman supposed to have the attribute what we just got to read. They got to be kind. They got to know their place. Because they don't know their place, that bag up one verse, want to get a hold to them. So you see what happened to Jezebel? Oh, Ahaz came in crying and said, Nebaz won't sell me this, won't do this for me. She said, don't worry about it. You're going to get some shadow. I'll take care. See? So she sent two guys over there to get a little drink in him, mess him up, and killed him. See? That was she did. Then told old Ahaz, ain't you the king of Israel? Well, go on down there and get that vineyard now. I'll take care of it. See what I mean, Zero? Hope you get to understand what I'm trying to bring to you. Read that verse 15, because this is what happened. Verse 15, what does it say?
The book of 1 Timothy 5, verse 15. The some already are turned aside after Satan.
Anytime you get out of Yahweh's order, whatever means it, you get out of Yahweh's order. If you ignore what's written in 3:16, that is the law of Yahweh. That is the woman's responsibility. Always remember what is written in 10:16. Well, whatever I said. Genesis 3:16. So, Brother Yahweh Israel, we're going to wrap this up by going in to Proverbs 31. Verse 10 to 20, and then we'll run through 23 to 31. We'll close out there. We'll catch you in tonight. So, see, times get away, but we have a problem of showing you what this man is saying. But we have to show the people of the book first how things is created. When Satan intervenes, when you get out of place and let your emotion get you out of place and make statements outside of Torah instruction and don't recognize that man is your Yahweh. And you're supposed to build him up, not try to even come near controlling him. If you do, you got the will of Yahweh. So a virtuous woman, WCC, 10 through 20, 23 through 31, and close the statement. We'll leave it like that, Brother Yahweh Israel. We'll leave it like that. We'll give you, here go, when you read 10, read again 10, 31, 10 again. I got to precept that one time. Then we're going to knock out, I'll tell you what, we just knock out 10 through 20, and we'll let the mother take the rest away after the elders close the statement. So we'll come back at Proverbs 31, verse 10, and we'll precept that to show that we're clear about what we own. Proverbs 31 verse 10 says what?
The book of Proverbs 31, verse 10 reads, "You can find a virtuous woman for a price as far above rubies." Verse 11. The mind of
Hold that point. I just want to precept that one, Ken, to 12 verse 4 of Proverbs and come back and run down to 11 verse 20, and we'll close out with that. Brother Yahweh Israel. So who can find a virtuous woman? That was a question you asked me, WCC, 2 hours ago, right? Look what the wise man says in 12 verse 4 of Proverbs. What do you say?
The book of Proverbs 12 verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as whiteness in his bone.
A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. See, they go right there. That's what it means. See, when you are a virtuous woman, you are crowned to your husband. You see it? So you see that scene, right? Jezebel wasn't no crown to Ahaz. She was doing things that was contrary. And that's why she told Ahaz, "You the worst man Yahweh ever made because you let your wife stir you up." But the definition of a virtuous woman, that means her desire is like 3:16. And she become a crown to him. Now imagine you put a crown on that man's head that you are, put a crown on his head. You know what he'll feel like when you put a crown on his head? All it means, obey him. Obey. Put a crown on his head. What's the difference in your relationship? See that, see, right? The long you try to be equal or higher than him and got that fat mouth going, this right here do not fit you. Because the definition of a virtuous woman is 12 verse 4. According to the wise man in the world, what did he say again? What did he say again, 12 verse 4? The definition of a virtuous woman?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verse number 4 reads, Proverbs 12, verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones.
And if you make that man ashamed, it's a rotten to his bones. Because the definition of a virtuous woman is how she go all out of her way to put a crown on that man's head, according to the wise man of the world. So there is a definition, right? So now you know the definition of a virtuous woman that go out of her way to put a crown on that man's head and will say nothing contrary to that man because your job is to put a crown on his head. Now, look what you're learning on the way of learning something. Now, let's get it 11 through 20 and we'll stop it right there. So WCC, the 500 million members, now you got your answer to what is a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman will put a crown on that man's head. Oh, Yahweh, put a crown on his head. That means, and every king, any of us, when a king comes, they do what? You know what to do over that man over there in our home, don't you? You put that ring out, they get on that knee and kiss that ring. And that's what he's trying to tell you. You put a crown on his head, that means you told her to miss it to that man. That is what you call the definition of a virtuous woman. Totally submissive to that man. There goes your definition of a virtuous woman. You got it? Good. 11 through 20 in the closing statement, Brother Yahweh Israel, what did it say?
The book of Proverbs 31, verse number 11 through 20 reads. Book of Proverbs 31, verse 11. The mind of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Verse 12, she would do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Verse 14, she is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. Verse 15, She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maid. Verse 16. She considereth a field and buy it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. Verse 17. She girded her loins with strength, and strengthened her arms. Verse 18. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, and kind of going that out by night. Verse 19. She lift her hand to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. Verse 20. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy.
That means she'll make sure you got some fringes and garments on. She'll put all her time in doing one thing, putting a crown on your head, and not only in words, but in deeds. That is the definition of a virtuous woman. She'll go out her way to make sure she's a 12 verse 4 by making sure it's a crown on your head, man, husband. So there go the definition of a virtuous woman. We got to redeem it at WCC. Well said, dear. Oh, okay. Brother Yadai Israel, till we meet Wednesday, what you got to say behind that? You got a closing statement, come out.
Hallelujah, quad, hallelujah, quad, hallelujah, quad. Love the way it's rolling out there. See Israel, a siege royal. Great word king, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, quad.
Excellent. Brother Yadai Israel, remember, get up a Thursday night and, Gearing up for Thursday night. So you got some pretty good understanding behind it on WCC. See, we don't know how we're going to get it, but now you understand the definition of a virtuous woman. She'll go out of her way to put a crown on that man's head. She'll never get past 3:16 of Genesis. This is what Yahweh have showed me, and you, my Yahweh, you showed me this. Now I'm going to be a virtuous woman. I'm going to go out my way to keep a crown on your knee. Yeah. We bring our elder in and I'll get his closing statements on K57. And then we look for the mothers and bring the mothers in. We're going in for the close. And remember, no broadcast tomorrow. All day with the elders. The elders everywhere. Understand one thing, Steve, right here. We come humble and we're not troubling Israel. We come to enlighten Israel. Because it's man means business in his Bible. OJIL, Mr. Kill for a closing statement. Come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. I'm sitting down here taking notes and getting phone calls from everywhere. I'm beginning to think I'm changing seats with you. But anyway, I guess I'm getting a lot of comments on some of the stuff that I said, which is a good thing. That means people are paying attention. But one thing I can say and reiterate on, whenever we do work for the temple, we are contributing our work to embed the temple service for Yahweh's learning. And when we can make that contribution, we are glad because we hear Hallelujah Yahweh, and in turn, we turn around, like it says in Luke 2, verse 4. Yahweh be with you. Yahweh bless you. You know, we learn these things when we're with the temple. Well, you can't be a take-back giver. Because I'm going to leave the temple, and I'm going to take all my blessings with me. In other words, that's exactly what you will be doing. It makes me think you cannot put a 501c3 on Yahweh's word, or you can't patent what's already written. Sometimes I have to laugh at the things that I see and the followers that people try to go behind teaching stuff like this. It's really funny. You remember, a teacher can't learn from his students, but already having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher, and this happens, already shows, and possibly learn to teach one day themselves, but not an Indian giver. This shows well in all the six camps that teach. Because we came to hear the things that most of us can hear and some listening never understand. And Yahweh's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find.
Sometimes we ask them to look, and they come back with this information. Well, if you're misinformed, you can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. You have to be aware by knowing these scriptures and the Bible precepts we're given the knowledge. You know there's people out there that camouflage the evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. And welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost about Yahuwah's words, connecting the biblical books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days, as we often mention. We do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek, and you have found that which you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yajah, is open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until the temple members desire to leave. We have a website address also. To use this on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the big iron, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see BC menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations, as I said before, as previously, is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live? Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep you in tune with your feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. Our live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. You can use this by entering three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right in our live online broadcast. We're using also two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. It's to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topic. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as was previously mentioned earlier during our broadcast, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can also listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yahdah. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously broadcasting on Peltalk. We'll be listed on Peltalk under ethnic group, African American. Look for the Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. online there to answer any online topics about the discussed Bible session will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or more than two text questions answered at a time. For your apologies, righteous acts, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pell Talk. Yahweh be with you all. Remember, mostly what's said during a commentary is for a learning experience to let you know which direction that you're going in Yahweh's word. All contributions and things that's done for the ministry is all contributed with one thing in mind, as I said before, like Psalms 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Once these things are done, you are headed in a righteous direction. You can't take those back which are given to Yahweh. At this particular time, we'll turn our program over to our seer Israel, for the sense of our program shall continue. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Held up. That was excellent. And I got calls everywhere and all that good stuff. But bottom line, and so now we're going to find out. Now we're going to answer the WCC question in grand style. What is a virtuous woman? So now we clear what is a virtuous woman here. See that? So that's another mystery. See, one thing about lessons, we don't know what. And all you got to do is examine yourself and see, are you a virtuous woman? Because if you're a virtuous woman, when you hook up with that man, then that man become your Yahweh. And you go out your way to do what we give every. So we're going to bring the mothers in, Mother E, Mother Z, Yahweh be with Mother E, Mother Z. They still on assignment, but Mother D of Israel going to say, hey, I hold on until we all, the trio is all back together. I hold on, Mother D of Israel. That's what it's all about, see, right? See, the mother is intact. And remember, when you see the word called three, that means serious. The mothers is serious about the business of Dust Ash Yahweh. Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D of Israel. They are very serious in the word of Yahweh. Huh? And that's the lick, see, right? And they can help the young one. After they receive it, they be in a position to help. But they're going to give you what the Bible says. See, if we go up the Bible, we straight. But long we want to go with it's pretty Mother D of Israel here. Yahweh be with Mother E, Mother Z on assignment. Mother D of Israel say, I hold out. Mother D of Israel. Yahweh be there, stay right here.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of Seed Roar. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, you know, I'm skinning the grin because, you know, that's why we know we got the thumb on this thing to take care of Yahweh's business. And like what keep saying, all the camps in all the world are going to come be looking for. That's why we got to be in order. We got to know how to go in the Bible and take care of his business. We got to know what it said to help those, but you got to help them only, not through our past experience. It's what the Bible telling us to do. Okay? So in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 15 of Mother D.F. Israel, can you help me? Help me out with that verse. I need to hear that verse one more time, then we're going to get on down the road. But that's why we have to organize as one and be prepared to help the younger one that will come. They're going to come, and they're going to be trying to get in contact with the 6th anointed camp. And our job is just tell them, okay, well, we hear your speech, but now we're going to tell you what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. Now, what it says in 1 Timothy 5, 15?
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 15. For some are already turned aside after Satan.
See it? And some have already turned aside after Satan. See, some are already turned aside to say. They got their own mind made up and they understand. Your creation is what the man has said. So Master Proverbs, I'm just giving a couple more shots of this, DF Israel. Proverbs 31, verse 10. What did it say again? 31, verse 10. One verse, 31, 10.
Proverbs 31.
Okay, well, read verse 1, and let me expound on verse 1. Because this is a big job. 31, verse 1. Let me expound on verse 1 real quick.
Proverbs 31, verse 1. The words of King Solomon.
Excellent.
The Excellent. Prophecy that his mother taught him.
You see that? See, when Solomon was a child, his mother taught him, see, right? His mother taught him. And he was right. Because that was his duty. David is his father, but the mother's duty is to teach these young ones. See? That's what you're learning about. You got a great responsibility. Fulfill what Solomon's mother did. Teach these babies. That's a great responsibility. What is that in verse 10?
Proverbs 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Okay. You want to find a virtuous woman? Precept it to Proverbs 12, verse 4. Because this is the duty of the mother to have this information. 12, verse 4, Proverbs. Now, how do you find a virtuous woman? 12, verse 4.
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh a shame is as rottenness in his bones.
That means a woman that talk back will sit there and will say something back to that man, which is your Yahweh. Put bass in your voice. You are shamed to that man. You see that? Did you learn about a virgin, a woman? She wouldn't do it. She said, I can't do it. That's my Yahweh. I got to always suck it up and put it and keep a crown on his head. I can't get into that back and forth. Well, I'm grown too. That's when you let the devil, I'm caught up with you. Because there's the devil. What devil is saying, WCC? Okay, well, excellent. That's just Bible. Now let's go to skip down to Proverbs 31, verse 23-31. So you see, now you understand what a virtuous woman means. A virtuous woman means that you go out your way to keep a crown on that man that you're looking right at, your Yahweh. You go out your way. You bite your tongue before you be a murmur, a backbiter, complainer about that man.
Trailversible?
What is it in verse 23? 31, 23 on verse 31. Listen to this.
Proverbs 31, verse 23 to 31 reads, a husband is known in the gate when he sitteth among the elders of the land. 24, she maketh fine linen and selleth and deliver girded up unto the merchant. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. 26, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the Torah instructions of kindness. 27, she looketh well to the way of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. 28, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. 29, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou exceeded them all. 30, favor is the deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears Yahweh, she shall be praised. 31. Give her. Give her of the fruits of her hand, and let her own works praise her in the gate.
Hey, that's now. So now you understand the definition of a virtuous woman. Now look in the mirror. Are you a backbiter, moaner, complainer? Then you're not a virtuous woman. You have the spirit of a Jezebel. And a Jezebel spirit, and we just got through reading 1 Timothy 5:15. Read one more time. What'll happen to you? So if you don't fit that attribute, all you're supposed to do to stay with the blessing of Yahweh is make sure you keep that man in his role as being king. And I know when king, that means bow down to that king. That's a virtuous woman going to the Bible. Or 1 Timothy 5:15, what does it say?
Timothy 5:15. For some are already turned aside after Satan.
Ain't that so? Ain't that so? See the Bible saying, let's go back to Sirach 26 and look at verse 20 down to verse 29. So WCC, 500 million members, you will stumble up on something. So now, but we on a, but six on the cap, we understand it. You ain't about a cakewalk to us. You know, and we clear about this, but you need to know it. That's why we know. Our job is to make sure we prepare to tell you exactly in writing what that means by a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman, all on her mind is keeping the crown on that man's head. Ain't nothing else on her mind. A time never idle. She try to keep a crown on that man's head. Sirach 26, 20 down to verse 29 says what?
You said Sirach 26, 20 to 29?
Yeah, pick it up. Chapter 26. Let Sirach get, he got something to say. Let's see what Sirach got to say in his 26th chapter, verse 20, down to verse 29. What he got to say?
Sirach, chapter 26, verse 20 to 29, verse 20. When you have gotten a fruitful possession through all the fields, sow it with thine own seed, trusting in the goodness of your stock. 21. So they race which thou leavest shall be magnified, having the confidence of their good deceit. The 23. And harlot shall be accounted as spittle. But a married woman is a tower against death to her husband. 23. A wicked woman is given as a portion of a wicked man, but a Yahwali woman is given to him that fears Yahweh. 24. A dishonest woman containeth shame, but an honest woman will reverence her husband. 25. A shameless woman shall be counted as a dog, but she that is shamefaced will fear Yahweh. 26. A woman that honors her husband shall be judged wise of all, but she that dishonor him in her pride shall be counted unyakwali of all. 27. A loud crying woman and a scourge shall be sought out to drive away the enemy. 28. There be two things that grieve my mind, and the third maketh me angry. A man of war that suffers poverty, and men of understanding that are not set by, and one that returns from righteousness to sin. Yahweh prepares such and one for the sword. 29. A merchant shall hardly keep himself from doing wrong, and shall not be free from sin.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't worry about it. One thing about it, you swing the bat. Look at verse 24 and 26 again. 24 and 26 says what? Verse 24 and 26. What it says?
Sirach, chapter 26, verse 24 and 26. Verse 24, a dishonest woman containeth shame, but an honest woman will reverence her husband. 26, a woman that honors her husband shall be judged wise of all, but she that dishonor him in her pride shall be counted unyakwari of all.
Mm-hmm. And what's the definition of pride in 10:16 and the 10th chapter, verse 12 of the same book? What's the definition of pride? So otherwise, if that man tell you something, and then all you got, and you got mouth coming back to him, that's pride. Because your duties is to make sure you suck it up and keep the crown on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 10 verse 12 says what? But you got your pride get in the way. Well, you working me up now, so that means your pride done got in the way, huh? What he tells about that in 10 verse 12 about that pride, if you don't honor that man.
Sirach chapter 10, verse 12. The beginning of pride is when one depart from Yahweh and his mind is turned away from his maker.
You see that? That's pride.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that man say, that's the end of it. It's the first word and the last word. And all you supposed to be doing while he laying down that law, it's putting that crown on his head.
Mm.
And actually, what I supposed to be doing now when you put that crown on my head? Let's go to Sirach chapter 36, look at verse 23. Excellent lesson. Mm-hmm. All right, WCC. Well, hey, this Yahweh, you did what you wanted, right? We'll get that, but we're going to get ready to take care of the feast now. Let's go to Sirach 36, 23, on verse 25. And then we're going to shift gears, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's get one more shot in so it can be clear about a blessed woman.
Okay.
36, verse 23 down to verse 25 of the book of Sirach. Let's get one more shot at it.
Okay. Sirach, chapter 36, verse 23 to 25. Verse 23. If there be kindness, meekness, and comfort in her tongue, then is not her husband like other men? 24. He that getteth a wife, beginning a possession, a help like unto himself, and a pillar of rest. 25. Where no hedge is, there the possession is for, and he that has no wife will wander up and down mourning.
That's 25. So otherwise, if you don't teach him nothing, that's why you got to first get counted from the system on account. You don't jump off into somebody because they look good. You make sure they understand the rules and regulations. Because Job, Issachar boy, said what in 39 verse 17? He said something Yahweh have did.
Mm-hmm.
Issachar's boy said something in 39 verse 17. Now let's go see what Issachar boy got in the Bible. 39:17. What it say, Mother G of Israel?
Okay. Job 39:17. Okay. Job 39:17. Job 39:17. Because Yahweh has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding.
The only way you can get the understanding, that man that you with, that's his job. So if you are messed around, jumped up with a man that don't have understanding, that's because you wasn't taught by your father, your mother, what kind of man to look for from the get-go. That's why the responsibility of Solomon's mother was taught him from the get-go, although he was wicked later on, but he didn't know it. So when you end up with the wrong man because he got 14 shoes on and you didn't understand something, that means your parents didn't teach you nothing. And that's why we come to teach you exactly what to look for to save you many headaches to come. When you get with that man, you got to be a Yahweh man. You just can't be a man because you make $100,000 and got 14 shoes. That's where you make your error by not sending the counsel of the six anointed camps and helping the babies after you learn, they go direct and teach the babies. And you can save them many headaches because they won't make the move by looking at a man because he's an athlete and got 14 shoes on. You first find out he's a Yahweh man. So he ain't a Yahweh man, go on about your business. Let's run to St. John chapter 7 and look at verse 2 and 8. Let's shift gears now, Mother Dear Israel. Some coming up real shortly. So let's shift gears real quick. St. John chapter 7, verse 2 and 8. 2, 8, and 14 says what?
St. John chapter 7.
Verse 2, 8, and 14.
St. John chapter 7, verse 2, 8, and 14.
Yes.
St. John chapter 7, verse 2. Now, Yahda Judah, Feast of Tabernacle, was at hand. Verse 7.
Verse 8.
Verse 8. Go you up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. Verse 14. Now about the midst of the feast, Yahweh the Son went up into the temple and taught.
So you see that? When that feast of tabernacles drawing near, he told his family, y'all gonna get there. We 70 miles away from it. Yahweh said, hey, the feast of tabernacles on the table. We can't stay where we are. Well, I'm keeping my tabernacle back. Then that mean you greater than Yahweh the Son? He told everybody that was close back, get on up to the temple. You got to get to the temple to keep the feast of tabernacles. He did it. Verse 33.
7:33.
Yeah, 7:33.
St. John chapter 7, verse 33. Then says Yahweh the Son unto them, yea, a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me.
He said, I'm only here to show you what you're supposed to be doing. The sixth anointed camp, I'm going to show you what you're supposed to be doing. Yahweh the Son on that last feast and all the feasts, he went up to keep it. That way he said he went up to keep it. Go to the place. He came and taught there. And what he said in verse 7:38. Now he bade at the feast of tabernacle. Let's see what Yahweh the Son gonna do in verse 37 and 38.
St. John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38. Verse 37. In the last days, that great day of the feast, while the sun stood and cried, saying, if any man or woman thirst, let him or her come unto me and drink. 38. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Do you remember that? So where's all this going on at? 7 verse 2. Where's all this going on in 7 verse 2?
St. John 7 verse 2. Now, Yagdah Judah Feast of Tabernacle was at hand.
You see that? The Feast of Tabernacle was at hand. Now read verse 7 and 8. So this is the Feast of Tabernacle is at hand. Verse 8.
St. John chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7. The world cannot hate you, but me it hates, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Verse 8. Go you up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come.
Mm-hmm. Verse 14. Said, y'all go ahead.
Verse,
I'm on the way. Y'all go ahead. Verse 14.
Verse 14. Now about the midst of the feast, Yahuwah the Son went up into the temple and taught.
Ain't that something? And that's what we do to all the sisters on the camp. It's gonna be plenty of eating and drinking Thursday night, but you'll get some big time teaching too. See, we as a sister on the camp, we teach you about the feast. It ain't about the loaves, it's about the understanding. Yahuwah the Son kept his feast. He went up. His family went up. He went up. He got there and talked.
Mm-hmm.
What about Paul, 18:21 back? What did Paul do? What did Paul do? Because you know, the only one to talk about in the Bible is Yahuwah the Son and Paul, right? On the right side of the book. Well, let's see what Paul did. 18:21. Mm-hmm. What did Paul do in Acts 18:21? So is you greater than Yahuwah the Son? Are you greater than Paul? What did Paul do in 18:21 of Acts?
Acts chapter 18, verse 21. But bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Yagdah Judah, but I will return again unto you if Yahuwah's will, and he sail from Ephesus. Ephesians.
So whatever business he say he had going on, he's like, I gotta stop. I gotta take care of this man's business. I don't care what's on the table. Tabernacle is Thursday night. And guess what happened Thursday night? Samuel chapter 2, verse 38 down to verse 40. What happened Thursday night? 2:38-40. Second Ezra. Chapter 2, 38 down to verse 40. So see, Roy, we come to tell you what the man's saying. Hold that point. What do Galatians 4:16 say and come right back? See, all we do is the same thing Yahuwah the Son say he do. He tell you what Yahuwah the Father said, and he led by example. I wouldn't tell you to keep nothing if I didn't keep it, if he didn't keep it, Paul kept it, Yahuwah the Son kept it. We tell you, the only way you're going to be approve of Yahuwah, you got to do what Yahuwah did.
Mm-hmm.
4:16.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am, what did it say?
Galatians 4:16. Am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth.
You see that? 1 John 3:22. Do six and on the camp become your enemy? Because we tell you what the Bible saying. We tell you what the Bible saying. The Bible saying, Yahweh the Son kept all the feast days. Paul kept all the feast days. I don't care what kind of business he was doing. You talking about all me. I'll be back. But I got to give him what a feast said. If I get the feast out of the tabernacle, I'll be back. But I got to go. That's what a man saying. Do we become your enemy? Because we tell you the truth. 322. Of St. John. What do you say?
First John chapter 3, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his Torah instruction and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
You see the man's hand? Then you can ask him something, but you got to make sure you do what his man telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, over in 2 Ezra 2, 38 to 40. That's what the man's saying. He talking to the seer? What does the seer say? 2:38 to 40.
2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 38 to 40. 38. Arise up and stand. Behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahweh. 39. Which are departed from the shadow of this world and have received honorable garments of Yahweh. Verse 40. Take your number, O Yahweh, Judah, Israel, and shut up those of thine that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
You see the man saying? So the first day of the feast, white clothing. White clothing, see, right? Then the seer got to do his job. You got to stop beside that old thick head of you almost more. See? But the white clothing got to have some numbers. Chapter 30, 15, 37, and 38. They got, the white clothing got to have some numbers. Chapter 15, verse 37, 38 says what?
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 and 38. Verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue.
You hear that, say, right? 22:12 of Deuteronomy, 22:12. You hear the man saying? Do we become your enemy? Because we tell you what the Bible's saying? He gave us the word to tell you, like he told Ahaz. No, Ahaz the king, we not troubling Israel. You're troubling Israel. Because you got your wife running down. You're the worst man Yahweh ever made. Nobody told him. And he heard that he hung himself, but his wife went hung herself. I'm going to have the dogs to. I'm going to have Jehu throw her down out of the window, and the dogs going to have their mouth open when she falls, and they're going to eat anything that pertains to her, but nobody going to go out there looking for her to worship. Can you just tell about Jezebel? The dog had their mouth open up the team, was raised up a door out the window for what she did. And the dogs had their mouth up, and they licked up and ate up everything that was around her. That's the power of Yahweh. So remember one thing. If you got a man, humble yourself. Do not talk back every time he put another crown on his head. Watch the difference. Watch the blessing to come among you. But that's why you got to be teaching the babies how to get a Yahwali man. And these men got to know how to get a Yahwali woman. You got old grin, big mouth woman. I came from the get-go. No, you better go and see the hall. Because first of all, the order is not there. She not submitted to you. She got her mouth going as wide as your mouth going. And that's out of order, according to 316 mm-hmm. agenda. Mm-hmm. What you reading that, Mother D, up Israel?
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 12. Thou shalt make you fringes upon the four corners of your vesture, wherewith you covers yourself.
Ain't that chapter? That means mm-hmm. you put the fringes on where you cover yourself. That was Yahweh mm-hmm. in the first five books. Put them fringes on, and he's going to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Hebrew, I'm going to try to call Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 7 and 17 says what? What it says in the book of Hebrew, alluded title called Hebrew, chapter 7, 13, verse 7 and 17. What do the 13th chapter say, verse 7 and 17? Yeah, 13 chapter, verse 7 and 17.
Hebrew, alluded for Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 7. And 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews, polluted for Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 7 and 17. Verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the words of Yahweh, whose covenant follows concerning the end of their conversation. Verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
See what you say you do? Ephesians 5:33. You see the man telling you got to do? When you leave your father's house, oh, I'm gone. If you give it a man, the same thing supersedes. Genesis 3:16. This is the order of Yahweh. Oh, I'm gone now. I make whatever you do. Understand what he got written in Ephesians 5:33. What it say?
Ephesians 5:33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband.
See that? See the Bible saying?
Yeah.
You going to ignore the man's name? You got to honor that man. You got to Proverbs 4:12 of that man in a closing statement. You got a Proverbs 4:12 of that man. Huh? You got a Proverbs 4:12 of that man. I mean, is that what the Bible saying? Or did we put that in 4:12? What it say?
Proverbs 4:12?
Yeah, 4:12. You have 12 verse 4 in the closing statement. Make it 12 for bless you, that mother DF Israel.
Proverbs 12.
Verse 4. Yeah,
okay.
What it says in 12 verse 4.
Proverbs 12 verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bone.
And just something. That means a big mouth woman that will sit there and will talk back or have her eyes on high when that man is around and always got a mouth going on, you make a shame to that man. Lower your eyes, close your mouth. The man is there. You're supposed to be doing one thing, putting that crown on his head and checking to see if he needs some key or something while he talks. That's how it goes. If you're going to do Bible, you just heard it. Out of tape number 57. Moji of Israel. Until we get back on it Wednesday night. Remember one thing, that feast is coming up Thursday night. Well, what you got to say with the closing statement behind that? Come on.
Second Chronicles chapter 30, verse 1. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Yahda Judah, and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the temple of Yahweh at the southern kingdom, Yahda Judah, to keep the feast unto Yahweh of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's Mother E, Mother Z, and Mother D of Israel, the three mothers of Camp One, the bosses of the Jewish life. See, Ray, all you got to do is humble yourself. You can get information if you humble yourself. You don't want Satan to continue with you, because if you continue letting Satan rule you, your time will run out. Humble yourself with that man. Lower your eyes and lower your voice down when that man is present. And don't be a backbiter, a murmur, and a complainer. Catch you all Wednesday night. Time to go to Tab Talk. Yahweh beat you all from the mothers, from the teachers, elders, and all. We catch you Wednesday night on this broadcast, but we get ready to get to the other one. Shalom.
Wow.